Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. This is your official Leguizamarama spoiler warning. If you haven't seen Finding Your Roots, or read John Leguizamo's Wikipedia page and you want to keep it a secret.
I'd not thought about this. This really could just be called John Leguizamo's Wiki page.
Well, John Leguizamo's Wiki page, I think, has footnotes to this episode of... So it was like a big reveal for me. It was like watching a prequel. That's how they know that in the Wikipedia page. Anyway, this is your official Leguizamarama spoiler warning. You're a weird person if you're like, no, I was hoping to watch. But anyway, there you go.
Peace. I hate the word.
I got one leg and a bucket of chicken.
I'm gonna put a little cornstarch on my werewolf, man.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mission Zach's Leguizamarama, a podcast where each week myself and my funny friend Zach sit around and chat. That's okay. I think we can both say that comfortably about each other.
Yeah, you're my funny friend, Mish.
Yeah, see? We sit around and we chat about all the stuff that John Leguizamo has ever done. Film, television, in this case, it's a TV episode, but as himself. Whatever.
We're not going to do all the publicity.
Well, that would literally take forever.
And I put this in the publicity category. This is, I think, an elevated publicity.
Yes. Like a lot of people like, oh, you have to do this TikTok because once we did a Planet Hollywood interview and so people were like, oh, do this one. It's like we couldn't. Like I want to continue on with my life once we finish this podcast, do something different.
I'd love to end.
Yeah.
The idea of a podcast with an ending is so intriguing, isn't
goodness.
It?
Goodness. Well, there's going to have to
never
be.
Never end.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, MasterChef did.
Yeah, that's Recaps what we do. To have an end on the horizon, not that it would be at a full end. It would be like an end with then specials.
Yeah.
That was always my dream with this podcast is we'd wrap it up and then every time he did a new thing, we'd just like get the team back together
again. Yeah, that's it.
Add to the RSS feed.
100%. Anyway, I'm Mish. You might know me from... knowing a bit about my heritage, really.
Great.
About my lineage. I'm joined by my friend, Zach, who you might know from.
Not knowing a huge amount and would as someone who would love to do a family tree.
It would be fascinating, like how deep they go. Fascinating. Like, do you remember in primary school when you'd make family trees?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was always just like, okay, cool, you've got like three cousins and two aunties. Shut up. I don't want to hear about that shit. This is me when I was 6 years old. I'm like, I want to hear about your fucking 53rd great-grandfather twice removed. Cunt.
Yeah, cunt.
Cunt.
So you might know me as someone, you know, you might. Who knows? You might know me as someone who wouldn't mind doing a family tree one day.
Is Ruane a very popular surname?
Here's the thing about Ruane is I don't think I've ever met someone in Australia that recognises it as an Irish name. It's always like, oh, where's that name from? But when I was in Edinburgh. Oh, Maggie, who just recorded last week's podcast with us, is coming in to get her stuff while we record.
Is this a secret site?
Like a secret
episode, is it?
Or? No, this is next week. This is this week's episode. You were in last week's episode.
Oh. Oh, okay.
We're doing two in a row, you know, just to make sure they're banked for my tour in a few months. But do you want to say hi? Where can we follow Maggie, just in case you didn't listen last week?
You can follow me on Instagram at It's Okay, It's Maggie Luke.
Yeah.
How good's a little plug? What do you thought you were just getting your bag. Who knew you were getting two or three more followers?
Well, I've been next door for a while, so I'll see you
later. See you, Maggie.
See you, Mags.
I forgot what I was fucking saying. Oh, Ruane.
Rowaine, yeah. So the but when I was in Scotland, Edinburgh the first time, I met people that recognised it as Irish. Okay. I think it's a relatively it's a common name in a part of Ireland.
Gotcha.
So if you've been to that part of Ireland, that chunk of Ireland, you'll have met a Rowaine, but not around.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, Wittrup. Pretty much anyone with that surname is my relative because my great grandfather changed his name, his surname to his. We don't know why or what. I don't know what. I'm sure I could find out, but I don't know what his original surname was. But he changed his surname to his town name.
Wow.
Yeah, when he was moving.
When? Great.
Great, great, just great grandfather.
Yeah, wow.
So not even great, great. Not even great, great, great. Like great grandfather, my grandfather's dad. So anyone with the last name Wittrup would be related to me, in theory, I believe, unless other people did that too. But Vitrup, which is the town in Denmark, or at least it was, a very, very small country town up north, I believe.
He just chose that name when he emigrated?
Yeah. Well, when he went to the States or to England. But then they ended up back in Denmark anyway, where my grandfather was born. Oh, my God, we're going to have such fun in this episode just talking about our heritage. I don't know yours completely.
No, but it's pretty – well, I don't know if I know it. I mean, I know
– would that be boring for people to
no, hear that? No, no, but it's like I think it's – genuinely, it would be my hope is one of the things is that I would ever get famous enough to do a show like this.
Well, you can just do ancestry.com, pay $10 and get
– but I'd much rather someone like –
tell you about it on camera.
And really, like, have a crack at it. Like, yeah. They have a couple of people really having a crack at it. They're doing better than Ancestry.com on this show.
Oh, just the stuff that, like, finding of the birth certificates and the letters written.
All that shit.
With the will. That, anyway.
Ancestry.com does a bit of that, but it wouldn't be at the level of having actual people do it. No. I know that my granddad was Irish. He emigrated. And I know that my other granddad was Scottish, that he emigrated.
Mm.
I know that my grandma on my dad's side has largely Irish heritage,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. I know that she's Australian. I don't know where it goes. I really don't know. And this is on me more than it's on, like, family. I don't know anything beyond grandparents.
Okay.
Yeah, I just know two of the grandparents emigrated here. Two of them were from here.
Okay, cool.
That's all I know.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Both my grandfathers, so my mum's dad and my dad's dad, are like 100% pure Danes, so both from Denmark. One from Randers, which is a small town just outside of Copenhagen, and the other one was from Torning, which is up north.
So both your parents were like first generation
yes.
Danes?
Yes.
Is that how they met or is that just a coincidence?
Total coincidence. That's so my mum was born in Denmark. My dad was born in England, but could have very easily been born in Denmark and moved to New Jersey when he was like 6 months old.
They just both shared a love of brown bread and fish.
Yeah, pickles.
And pickles.
But my mum's grandmother on her mother's side was half French because her mother was French. But her father was the town clerk of Sydney, which is why I've got a bit of history on my family because he's got a quite well-recorded history.
This almost makes me – can we just do the intro to the episode?
Yeah, sure.
Because I feel like – and I might be wrong – I feel like this is one where we're going to just talk about our own stuff in relation to his stuff and it's a bit of a mixy-mixy.
Yeah, wait, we've got to do an ad first.
Oh, yeah. Is it too early? No, this is actually the right time to do an ad. This is when the Acast told us to do ads. Oh, we might actually make some money from this podcast. All right. So before when it comes back, I'll reveal.
Your favorite vegetable when pickled.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. Yep.
All right.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, we're back. Before I do this introduction, mm-hmm. I have to say, you know, as much as I think there's, I've got a real spot for, can I do some runners up?
Yeah, of course.
So my favorite pickled vegetable is an olive technically pickled?
Yeah.
Shit. No, it's not. It's like in oil.
That's brine.
It's brine. Anyway, we're not counting olives.
No, we're not counting olives.
Okay. So my favorite pickled vegetables.
Which also eliminates capers, by the way.
Second runner up.
Mm-hmm.
Second runner up is carrot.
Yeah, fuck yeah, barn me.
A Chinese or an Asian pickled carrot. Yum.
Fucking hell.
Second, I'm pretty obvious ones here, really. Mm. First runner up is the cucumber. The classic cucumber pickle. I love a cucumber pickle.
Mm-hmm.
When you pickle your own, make your own pickles, like a quick pickle on mm-hmm. a burger, yum, 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 yum.
Mm-hmm.
And this is pretty obvious for me because, you know, I have indigestion. You see me munching on a Gaviscon. Well, here's why. My number one pickle is the jalapeno.
That's such a good answer. I love a pickled jalapeno.
Well, because a jalapeno has two things going for it. It's both spicy and pickle.
Mm.
You're getting a spicy pickle.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
Very cool. I love pickles. I love a pickled veg. But I think my favorite, honestly, but it has to be on the right dish, is a pickled turnip, which you find in Lebanese dishes. They're like pink.
Mm.
And you find them in a falafel wrap sometimes.
Fuck, was that your winner? Is that your number one?
I love them.
That's a fucking good choice. I was so sad about my obvious. I've actually knocked down carrot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to replace it with a pickled red onion.
Oh, yum.
I think a pickled red onion is better than a normal red onion.
Oh, my goodness.
If you have time to pickle your red onion before you put it in a salad.
Mm. But on anything as well. Pickled red onion is a delicious treat.
And just a quick pickle. Just before you cook everything else, if mm-hmm. you're going to do a raw onion, this is all I'm saying. Consider pickled onion.
Consider it.
Just chuck it in a bowl, chuck some vinegar in there, let it sit while you cook everything else. By the time you get it out, something will have happened.
So good. Oh, my God, I love a pickle. All right, let's talk about finding your roots.
Finding your roots. Here we go. Finding Your Roots is a show on PBS, which I think PBS is just the cutest, by the way. As an Australian who doesn't get a lot of PBS.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
Everything I see by PBS is just the cutest.
I can't help but every single time I see PBS, I think peanut butter sandwich.
Ah, cute.
Which is adorable.
Even their news is cute. Their news is like so cute. In which this nice fella sits across from a celebrity with a big book, and in the book is heaps of information about their family tree. It is interspersed with little bits and bobs about their history, both their personal history and the history of their family tree. At the end, they also talk a bit about their DNA. This week, we watched the episode starring John Leguizamo, Ovs, and Lena Waithe, who is someone I've only ever seen on shows like this promoting her stuff rather than the actual stuff, which is silly because I've heard that they're really good.
Oh, that show that she created called Shy looks amazing.
Mm. Yeah, I've just heard great things about Lena Waithe. I know Lena Waithe from Breakfast, Lunch and Dinner, the Netflix show with David Chang.
Oh, there you go. I didn't know who Lena Waithe was.
But I only know Lena Waithe
mm.
because of shows like this where they get Lena Waithe on and they say, Lena Waithe is a really great writer. Here's some other stuff that we're going to talk about.
I will say this of the show really quickly before we start being self-indulgent talking about ourselves. I sat down to watch this, was like, this is definitely the kind of show I could see. Even if I wasn't doing a John Leguizamo podcast, I could see myself enjoying a few episodes of a afternoon off, right? It's a very Mish kind of show. Mm. I really enjoy these kind of like chit-chatty, you know, things. But I was like, I know so much about John Leguizamo anyway, and I'm going to learn a lot of the similar stuff I already know. But fuck, that was all over and done within the first five. Mm. And then it was all new information about his history.
Well, because he didn't even know.
And I'd not read his wiki page in full, which is ridiculous considering how much of my life I've committed to this man.
Can I say, I was sort of playing it up in the intro. He, in the spoiler warning, I knew about the fact that he didn't have Puerto Rican because of.
Yes.
That's all I knew from the Wikipedia. That's what travelled over.
But it's remarkable, like, how much they could find. In fairness, though, and I thought that this was really interesting, they were able to find a lot of information about John Leguizamo's family because he had so many notable people in his family history. But imagine if you didn't and you were just never, like, you just had no access to anything about your history.
Well, I think here's the thing I would say, and I would be curious to watch a few more episodes of this. I think we have many, many, many more great, great, great grandparents than we would think. So, like, what is it? It's like you have – I'm going to quickly, very quickly do the maths here. Mm-hmm. You have four grandparents. You have eight great grandparents. Mm-hmm. You have 16 great, great grandparents. Mm-hmm. You have 32 three times great-grandparents.
You've got a lot.
64. And I think they got to six. So
15th.
So I can't do the maths on that. I have to travel along. Yeah, there are tricks that I would love to learn. But that's like hundreds of people along that line.
Absolutely.
And I go, so that's the thing with a show like this is it's like, and you mentioned it with the Sydney thing, is of course the most prominent figures are going to be the ones that people know about. You know, there's going to be writing about the famous people. Mm. And one thing I thought was really, really interesting was they talk about the Native American and Native South American Incan Mayan kind of lineage of his family, but that stops. Because the written records aren't there. A lot of written records were destroyed. Mm. So that stops, but then we can keep going back through the Spanish stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was really interesting. We can go all the way back with the Spanish stuff because the Spanish destroyed the records of the other family line. Yes. And I just thought that was super interesting is that, like you said, but it's like not only if you don't have prominent people, you can't move back into your family tree, but also you can only go back through the prominent people. I thought it was interesting.
Very, very interesting. It was just cool. It was cool to see a little bit about – I love – in intertwined with all the films that we watch and all of the television series and stuff, it's nice to watch a little bit about John because as a human, I'm quite fond of him as well.
Yeah.
From what I've seen of him.
And I just love learning stuff.
Yeah. Well, it made me want to go – like as much as I know – like I luckily have a fair bit of a record of my family history. Not huge. I think I can go far back as like – three greats or four greats.
Yeah.
It'd be fucking cool to see, like, I would like to know if I was, like, and I'm sure I was, but, like, related to some sort of, like, Viking moment, you know what I mean? Because of all my Danish bloodline. Like,
I think one thing I find fascinating, and just stop me because this might get really lame, but one thing I find really fascinating about history and family trees is particularly because we carry on the male name, we carry on one name, we think very linearly when we think of family history. Even the show plays out along a line.
Mm.
And one thing that I really love is the visual of a family tree and the notion, I don't think we think about this much, which is like it's why humans are so interesting and so much like better than like, I don't know, germs.
Arguable, yeah. But it's all relative, really, though, isn't it? Like,
no, it's all about the relatives, yeah. Mish. That was a bad joke, I'm sorry. But I think that there's something really interesting, and I've always been fascinated by that notion that, like, the further back you go, the wider it goes. Like, we have these ideas of these single lines back in history, but it's like, you know, within us we hold multitudes and you go back five, six generations and suddenly there's hundreds of people that made you.
Mm.
I just think that's really cool. And that, like, by the same token, you're going potentially to make hundreds of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's really wild. It's a wild concept.
Mm.
You know?
And as someone who's probably not going to have any kids, I'm just stopping it. It ends here.
But also you're not, because it's like...
No, of course not.
Your siblings will... But even like there's someone like three generations back. I find it really interesting with like kings and queens and stuff. Mm. Like Shakespeare has stories about this, but it's like how redundant the concept of lineage becomes when anyone tries to like argue. You go through the history of it sometimes and it's like they go, a lot of the wars that happen, like hundreds, thousands of people died because someone's like, well, technically I should get it because I was the second eldest son of the daughter of the king 100 years ago. Someone else is like, yeah, but I'm the cunt. Yeah. And it's like, you know what? Equally, like, this is fucked and untrue and you just see how it's a construct.
Absolutely,
when you see that shit. Like,
absolutely.
It's just interesting.
Yeah. I really enjoy it. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
I have, in my family, like in my history, I have a town clerk of Sydney. My great-grandmother was a bastard child whose mother was her mother and her parents were both gypsies that flounced about. I have a woman named Eliza, whose last name I don't remember, in Denmark. She's my great-great-grandmother, great-great-great-grandmother, who was like the Ethel Merman of Denmark.
Is this your mum that knows all this? Was this past? I wish I knew this. I wish I... Not about you. I don't give a shit about you, but I wish I knew this about me. I should talk...
Oh,
surely
okay.
I have a whack job uncle doing this.
Well, yeah, so my mum got all the family history passed down to her, so she's just held on to it. It stops at a certain point. But like with my dad, for example, with the change of name, that's where it stops. I don't know anything above that. My grandfather, though, so my dad's dad... it was really cool. He took on the Vitrup name or the Witrup name. That's where I got it from, Ovi. And he was meant to go to war. Like he was like, what's the word I'm looking for? When it's selected that you must go. Oh my God.
Conscripted.
He was conscripted to go to war, but decided he didn't want to do it. So ran away and made all his money by being a gymnast and doing like handstands on the edge of like skyscraper buildings and stuff like that in America.
Cool.
Yeah, just a cool little bit of family. And there's like all these photos of him around wartime. And that's my grandfather.
Fuck it, I want to do my family tree. I don't want to just do ancestry.com. I want to like do it proper.
Go get famous then, cunt.
Yeah, but nah, I'm good with where I'm at. I don't think I'm at. Finding your roots level.
If they started at This Is Your Life, oh no, This Is Your Life is different. This Is Your Life is where they just go back to when you're
SBS
born.
Does a version of this show. I don't think it's called Finding Your Roots. I think they go to the places, but SBS does a version of this show. Mm. But I feel like SBS, it's like, hey, you need another Irish, Scottish, English guy?
Yeah.
They're like, no, we're good. We got 53 of them.
But even like for John Leguizamo, one of the parts that I thought was the most interesting, and this is for true Johnny Legs fans out there. So his, like he didn't know his grandfather, like did not know him, never met him, knew nothing about his history of his grandfather. So this is his mum's dad. His mum's dad. Knew his grandmother though, but never knew his grandfather. And
I
then,
think you're thinking of the dad's dad because he was. Is that where he was like, then why is my name
Leguizamo?
Yeah, so it was dad's dad.
Sorry. Yeah. Who was this really, really rich farmer who did a lot of export and import stuff, who had a whole bunch of women living with him and he just fucked them and had lots of kids, but never claimed his dad as a son. So, and his last name was Vargas. So John Leguizamo, had he not, like, had the mother
taken the name of Leguizamo
for her son, his name would be Johnny Vargas.
I loved that moment where he was like, he literally was like, what would my name have been? I love that he was like, it wouldn't have been John. Like, in an instant, he goes, no, it would have been Johnny Vargas. Mm. Like, he was like, that's such a, like, great self-promoter there. Yeah. Where he was like, in this moment, he was like, I wouldn't have been John Vargas. I'm John Leguizamo. That works. No, I would have been Johnny Vargas.
Yeah, 100%. So good. But funny. What a cool little interesting thing to find out, you know?
Oh, yeah, I thought it was so cool. I just loved the notion that he had in his ancestry both the... both the like Spanish Conquistador, is that what they're called? Whatever they're called. Just like the baddies and the goodies. But like, yeah. You know, but he had both of them in him. And I thought it was fascinating how it was like through maternal lines. It's often the indigenous runs through internal lines because it's the male invaders. And it's like, fuck, that's so fascinating.
So interesting.
It was really super interesting. I had like such a good time. To a level that I don't have much funny stuff to say.
Well, that's the thing. It was just a very, very good little episode of...
Yeah, Telly.
Of Telly. Maybe this is a mini episode, Zach.
Yeah, probably will be, but that's all right. We don't have to, like, make a thing of it. You know, we're just... Sorry, you got to find something else for the rest of your bus ride, guys. sometimes we run long. You know what? Sometimes we don't.
That's so funny.
I just thought it was very, like, makes me want to do it. It makes me, because I really don't know much past my grandparents. And I could just have a conversation with my grandma. I might just call her.
Do it, yeah. She'd love that. Your grandma, what's your grandmother's name? Are you allowed to say?
Pat
Ruane?
Yeah, don't dox my grandma, guys. Please don't dox my grandma.
No, not my granny.
Stop doxing my gran. Serious though, don't dox my gran.
I just thought of something we can do to close off just in the last like 10 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, sick.
We have an ongoing Q&A on our Instagram, @MissionZach. Do you want to answer some questions?
Oh, shit.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Is this crazy that we did this so quick? Particularly with the reveal that Maggie came in. They're like, oh, you're doing two in a day.
No, they know
we're rushing through the second one.
No, well, we can openly say that you're going to be very busy in a couple of months. You can say what it is because it's already been there. You're going on tour.
But should I say the other part?
Yeah.
I got the biggest dick in the world.
So we just got to rush through
this. Sorry. I didn't know if I should say that.
He's got a huge fucking cock. Cock is a word I'd never use to describe a penis ever. Nice cock.
Talking about having a big dick.
Not that I've ever said to anyone, nice dick.
Nice dick.
Have you ever been like nice boobies?
To someone?
Yeah.
Have I used the word nice boobs. Boobies?
Nice boobs.
Boobs, it's a hard one, isn't it? It's not a sexy word, is it? There's not a great word for boobs that is sexy.
No.
Tits is like no. So breast, 80s.
Breasts can be sexy.
Breasts was ruined for me by Notting Hill. I can't say
how
breasts.
Did I know that that's what...
Because I talk about it all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, breasts.
Breasts.
So annoying. Do you want to do this Q&A?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
So great. There is an ongoing Q&A @MissionZach. You can see it in our story highlights. Chuck us a question. Because once every 2.5 years, once every 2.5 years, we'll answer a couple.
That's great.
What's your favourite type of biscuit?
Oh, shit. Tim Tam.
That's your favourite?
Biscuit, yeah.
There's a brand called Cookers, KOOKAS.
Oh, cookies is fun. I got a soft spot for Cookers.
Lemon Cookers. Oh, it's vegan crazy. As well, fun fact.
That's actually crazy.
And I miss shortbreads, and they're the closest I can get as a vegan.
I will just say that's my favourite packaged biscuit. My favourite homemade is a double chocolate chip.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Chocky chip bicky is hard to go past. This is an interesting question. What do you guys think is Legs' favourite movie? That one's from Why Am I on Insta. And the previous question, sorry, about biscuits was from Clams for Breakfast.
I reckon it's On the Waterfront. Or, like, I just reckon it's an acty one.
Wait, hold on. I've seen an interview where he answers that question and I can't remember what it is. But I could actually answer that question if I fucking remembered what it is. I have it saved on my TikToks.
Do you know, am I...
It's an acty film.
It's like one where the acting is
good.
Actors love
movies
where...
It's like The Godfather or something.
Yeah, actors love movies where acting is good.
I would say, I'm just going to throw out there, I reckon he really likes The Godfather.
Yeah, great.
Okay, I haven't gone through all these questions. Some of them we can't answer.
Are they like personal?
Just personal.
Don't ask us personal questions. Don't dox my
favorite thing that Johnny Legs has been in that you've seen so far. That's like... That's a hard one. Can we say that we've seen in the last year?
I think the better thing to do is like what was
that's
the
from
most...
Hannah, by the way.
I'm going to rephrase it because favorite of all time
Romeo and Juliet.
Is Romeo and Juliet, closely followed by Chef. And then I would say, to rephrase that question, which we've answered before in different ways, but what's the favorite one you've discovered doing this podcast?
Without a doubt. Oh, there's two. There's I've got two. One. I've got two. It's Freak and The Take.
Oh, I've got two then.
Okay, yeah.
It was Freak. I forgot to say Freak because I'm not thinking of it as a film. It's Freak and it's Land of the Dead.
Oh, Land of the Dead. I got three. Land of the Dead was very good.
Reignited a love of horror in me.
The Take made me see, like, I genuinely made me look at movies differently.
Oh, wow.
But no, because of the study of Johnny Legs, not the film itself.
Yeah.
But of how amazing he was and why I'd never heard of it and what a, like, after we'd just seen The Lincoln Lawyer, like, not long earlier, like, it's so good. Do you want another couple more or are we done?
No, let's do a couple more. That's great.
All right, let's just open this up then. Thank you so much for asking these. I haven't looked at these.
Sorry, this is so freewheeling. I really thought when I went to the intro of the episode of the show, I really thought we had like 45 minutes. If I'd known we had seven, I wouldn't have rushed.
I think this is a fun way to end the
podcast. Yeah, I love this.
Why not? There's a very specific just one for me that I've just come up to. 4-minute
podcast and half of it is Q&A.
This is from Silly Boy Brendan. It's just for me. Mish, where did you go to school in Tasmania? I can say that. It wasn't like it was so long ago. I lived in Tassie until I was 8 or 9. Princess Street Primary School in Sandy Bay, or just outside of Sandy Bay. That's where I went to school. Okay, this is from Billy. I'm going to ask this. This is big. Okay. If you've listened this far in, you're about to get a big one.
Is this the big final question?
Yeah, are we up to the final question?
I reckon let's make it a big final question. All right,
so this is from Billy Flynn. And I'm feeling brave to ask this question. What is your least favourite Legs project? That's hard because that's like choosing – well, it's not like choosing your least favourite child because there are a bunch of films and he's made some shit stuff.
He's an actor. I don't think an actor is responsible for everything they've
the
done.
The one – I have an answer. Do you want me to say mine?
Yeah.
The one that stands out to me as being my least favourite thing that we have had to watch was The Hollow Point. Now, I don't know what – oh, that – whenever I think of my least favourite, I did not enjoy that film. I thought it was really dull. However, the suffocating with a severed hand thing was fucking great. That movie was really good.
What was the question, least favourite? Favourite
Legs project.
Because if the question was which one did I hate – because least favorite is probably like, you know, like I think the lesson you learn, the lesson I have learned doing this podcast is that sometimes a film doesn't get over the line. And that's why I should go to more film festivals to see the movies that aren't there yet, because that's where the gems are. But also, there's probably. My least favorite would be like an indie he did in the 90s.
I just remembered one. Boring, do you remember? I probably got the name. I honestly haven't thought about it since we recorded the Chasing Cars. He played a teacher. He wore a sweater vest.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So my least favorite is probably my – I don't even have one, right? But the ones where I'm like the most are the ones that are the most like just fine.
Mm.
The fine ones are the ones that make me the most like, oh, right?
Mm.
Do you know? Yeah. No, I didn't love it. But, like, do you know what it is? It's like I had a big argument with someone about Cats once, and this will be the last thing I say. And I need to rewatch Cats, but I don't think Cats falls into So Bad It's Good, because I think, one, I don't believe in So Bad It's Good, blah, blah, blah. You know, but a camp film that I love has to come from a place of earnestness, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Super Mario Brothers is fucked, right? But it's two filmmakers that really believe they're going to make something cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love movies that are bad because they come from a place of cynicism.
I think that's so well put because you're so right. You are so right.
Like Cats is bad. It's bad and it's like hallucinatorily bad and there are aspects of it that are amazing because of that. But it's just, it's bad because
it's no the arrogance. One, it's the we can put this movie on and put these people in it and it will be successful.
It's just no one is really giving enough of a shit.
Yeah, I agree.
That's my opinion.
Do you have any final thoughts on Finding Your Roots?
I give it 4 Leguistamos.
Okay.
Because he's only in half of it.
Yep, that's fair. I'm going to go with 4.5 Leguizamos. Yeah. It doesn't get the 5, but fuck, it's Leguizamo. It's all about him and all his family. It's like you can't get more Leguizamo than talking about Leguizamo. The only thing that would is if the whole thing was about him.
Yeah.
The whole 50 fucking minutes, however long it was.
How crazy is that? He's only in half of it, but the score wasn't 5.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a powerful man. What should Tom take us away with?
Tom
yeah.
should take us away with...
Why don't, Tom, you answer the question. What's your least favourite Leguizamo project? Is that a fair thing to take away
he
with?
He probably hasn't seen enough to...
That's great.
And that's why...
What's your least favourite episode of Leguizamarama?
No, that's cool. Tom, what's your least favourite Leguizamo? Because what I love about that is he's choosing out of his best.
Yeah.
He's going out of Chef and Romeo and Juliet. What's your least favourite?
Yeah, of all the things you've watched starring John Leguizamo, Tom, what's your least favourite? Thanks so much for listening. This was a chill one. Super little, super chill.
So hopefully it wasn't too little for everyone. If it was too little...
comment under our Instagram, too little.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. That's good idea. For our egos. We love you.
We do. We love you.
G'day, guys. It's Tom here. I just finished listening to the podcast. Great episode. I was having a scroll through Johnny's IMDb, and to be honest, I've seen like 3 of his films. So not a great start. He was in a Justin Bieber video, which I've been saying to Mish and Zach that I should come on and talk about because I like music and I like that song by Justin Bieber. But the video clip is truly awful. So one day I'll come on and talk about What Do You Mean by Justin Bieber, starring John Leguizamo.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.